Hello?
Gonzalo, happy Friday.
Happy
you
Friday.
Ready for the weekend? Or do you work on the weekends too?
Yeah, I do.
On Sundays too?
I work 24 hours.
Oh my God. Do you ever get really late calls that people need a tow?
Yeah.
Oh man. So you like get no rest. You poor guy.
My wife fights with me all the time, man.
I was going to say, I bet you your wife is like, when are you going to be home?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What was that?
Sometimes she doesn't sleep until I get home.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Yeah, when my husband, when he would work late hours, I couldn't sleep. Not because I didn't feel, like, safe or whatever, but it's like you're just kind of like, is he home yet? You know what I mean? You're more comfortable when they're at home.
I didn't tell her to go to sleep, but she doesn't Aww. Go to sleep.
Poor thing. Oh, man. I know I kind of figured you were busy. Are you the only driver right now?
No,
I know yesterday you were.
No, I'm not driving right now. I'll be able to do the thing.
Oh, okay. I know yesterday you had a hectic day, right? So I figured, I'll try him later on.
Yeah, you had calls, but I was kind of very busy.
Listen, I know you're not going to, I would never, ever, ever expect you to drop the call to take my call. You know what I mean? You're working, you're running a business, so definitely. So do you have like 10 minutes so we can get everything set up for you and then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you got my emails, right, that I sent you?
Yeah, I had got it, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then let me see here, and I'm also going to send you a text message as well. The text message is going to be the customer service phone number, Gonzalo, because I want you to save it in your contacts, right? When you have time, save it in your contacts under Local Splash. It's also going to have your login credentials, so it'll have your username and password in there. We're going to have a team dedicated to your account, so whenever you have an update, change, question, concern, you're going to call our customer service department. Now, remember, we're on the West Coast, so you're actually 3 hours ahead of me. So we're always here for you Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 your time, which is actually 7 to 4 for us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I just sent you that text. It should have came through. Now, your first name is Gonzalo, right? It's just for the information here with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Gonzalo?
Da Silva, D-A-S-I-L-V-A.
Do you spell Da Silva as one word or two words?
One word.
One word, Da Silva.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the S capitalized or lowercase?
Excuse me?
Is the S capital or lowercase?
It's lowercase.
Is that a little one in the background?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how old?
He's 3, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a blessing. Okay. And then now the phone number that I see listed for your company is the 508-345-9478, right? That should be the phone number listed.
Yeah.
Okay. The business number. Perfect. Is that the best number for us to call you on too, like in case we have an update or we need something from you? Do you prefer we call that number?
Yeah, that phone is on me at all times.
Okay. Now, I also want to ask you, do you want to add your wife on the account to make changes? Like, let's say, for example, you need to call in and make a change, but you don't have time. Do you want me to notate her as being authorized to make a change for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What's her first name?
Precious.
Okay.
Andrade, A-N-D-R-A-D-E.
Andre, A-N-D-R?
Andrade.
Oh, Andrade. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask you, Da Silva, are you Hispanic or Portuguese? You speak Portuguese.
Portuguese, yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you from Brazil?
No. My family is actually from Cape Verde.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was born in Portugal.
Were you really?
Yeah,
wow.
I when I was 3 months.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because I know, like, I know a lot of people that speak Portuguese that have that last name. Because I know, well, out here in California, there's an area where it's a town where originally there was a lot of Portuguese there. They have even, it's called a Portuguese hall. They have the church named Lady of Fatima. So they used to have, like, all kinds of different festivities going on there. And a lot of them have that same last name. That's why I asked. Okay. All right. And then Hook and Book Towing Services is how I see it listed. What address is associated with the business? Is it your home address?
Yeah, the 432 okay. North Central Street, East Bridgewater.
432 North Central Street. Is it Central Street East?
Yeah, East Bridgewater.
Okay, got it. And I'll always make sure that that address is hidden because we don't want it showing up anywhere on Google. Okay?
Yeah, especially on the website or Google. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, most definitely. Okay. And then, okay, so for the payment, we're going to go over billing. I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's just going to outline our service agreement, Gonzalo, and it's an added form of protection for you as well. So it'll say the billing date, the amount, and it'll also state, I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? We call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Mm-hmm. You can cancel at any time, and I'm going to state that also. When I'm reading it to you, if there's something you don't understand, you stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So we can review it, and then I rephrase it, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay. The card, the name on the card, is it just your name, the business name, or both?
My name is under, it's going to be the business card, but you're going to put it, my name is on the business card as well.
Okay. Is it just Gonzalo da Silva?
On the card is going to be Hook and Book Towing, and then it's going to say Gonzalo da Silva right under it.
Okay. And is it the and symbol or the and, the word and?
The and symbol.
Okay, Hook and Book Towing. Same billing address too, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa card.
And what is the card number whenever you're ready?
4135710007673092.
Expiration month and year?
How much will the payment be for today?
Yeah. No, you're good, you're good. The payment for today is going to be $348, and that's what I'm going to read to you. Do you want me to read you the verification recording first so that way you hear everything outlined before we take down the payment information? Okay? You'll probably feel most comfortable like that. So I'm going to turn on the recording. Now, remember, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me. So this way I can review it and then rephrase it. Okay. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Gonzalo, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google. So please state the name of your business.
Hook and Book Towing Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Gonzalo da Silva, and I am the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Gonzalo, do you also authorize your wife to make changes to the account in the event you cannot make a change?
Yes.
Now, Gonzalo, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, Just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors and they're not related to local splash, okay? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and text messages and emails from local splash?
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah. So in higher, so to go back, right? Let me explain it first and then I'll repeat it. What we're saying here is that, like, for example, we might call you with an update, right? We know you can't just pick up the call. You're in the middle of a job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All we're asking from you is just call us within 24 business hours, okay? Now, I'm also going to put a security question on your account to protect it because I want you to always ask whenever we call, what's my security question? Because if at any time somebody hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling, okay? So your security question could be one of three. It could either be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
What was my pet's name?
Okay. And what was the name of your first pet?
Jordan.
Jordan. Okay. Now, I want you, anytime when we call, you say, what's my security question? We're going to tell you, it's your first pet's name, Jordan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're going to always know it's us calling. If there's a time that someone you ask that and they hang up on you, you know, okay, it wasn't us calling you. And we do that to protect you. Okay? So, I'm going to go back to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So in that you're actively involved with us is what we're saying. Keep the open communication. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash? Like, do you agree to be responsive whenever we call you or text you or email you regarding your account?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree, Gonzalo, okay, to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just so you know, too, what this means is we're not saying you can't do other marketing. We're just saying give us a heads up first before you do it because we just want to make sure it's not something that we're already doing for you. We just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 25th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, when this, remember, is the two-month verbal agreement, I'm asking you to stick it out 2 months. So that means that your second payment will then be automatically charged on the 25th day of November 2024, but in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term's completed, okay, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, Gonzalo, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number I told you to say, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, I'm just going to ask that you make sure to call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due to prevent charges. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you know if you got to pause it or cancel it, you call 3 business days before the 25th so you don't get charged on that date. There's not going to be a cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We just simply part as friends. Okay. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you said Visa 4135-7100-0767-3092, correct?
Correct. And you, I'm sorry to interrupt again. You said
it's
it'll
okay.
take. You said it'll take, for like 30 to 40 days to have everything up and running.
I'll go over the timeline with you again. So, the directory submission is going to happen within 5 to 7 days, and you'll also start logging in to start tracking your results with us. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you can kind of see like what results you're getting so far.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within 7 to 14 days, your website is live and the Facebook ads too. Those will be visible.
Mm-hmm.
And those can already start generating phone calls for you. Now,
mm-hmm.
we always say in the terms and conditions that we send you in writing, the first page placement on Google, we're always going to tell you, Gonzalo, the timeline of 45 to 60 days. That's going to always be our promise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We would rather under-promise and over-deliver.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of times where it has happened sooner. Now, let me tell you, you already have the Google Business Profile, right? So it's
mm-hmm.
not like we got to create one for you. What you're going to do, and the technician will walk you through this on Monday, what you're going to do is you're going to add us on as managers so that way we can manage it and optimize it to the first page. So there is, and I'm going to say there is a possibility that it could happen sooner. However, I would still say 45 to 60 days because I would rather be safe, okay?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it won't take that long, but at least you know, okay, well, Nadine said 45 to 60 days. What if it happened in day 33, but I told you 30 days? If I was you, I'd be mad. I'd be like, Nadine, you told me on day 30. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I like to play it safe because that's the timeline that they tell me to give. But I will tell you this. We'll also send you notifications too, right? As each step is being processed and when you're on the first page and when your Facebook ads are live and your website, because we want you to be aware too of the work that we're doing. So you don't
mm-hmm.
think we're just sitting back, right? So we're constantly communicating with you through text, emails to let you know like, hey, Gonzalo, your website's live. Your Facebook ads are live. Gonzalo, take a look at the preview of your website because we want to know if there's changes you need made that you let us know so we can make them. So that's
mm-hmm.
why I'm always going to tell you, keep the open communication with us, okay? So that way we're servicing you the way you want to be serviced. We pride ourselves in the customer service. We want to make sure that we keep you for a long time because the program's working for you, not because you're locked in on a contract with us. And that's why we do the month-to-month because we're, like, always earning your business, in other words,
mm-hmm.
okay? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more question. And
of course.
My Google account is not actually verified completely because it was giving me some
error.
Verify, yes. Like,
yeah.
Like,
so I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. We're going to help you. Don't even worry about that. Okay? That's part of our services. So we'll help you get through the verification process. What was it? The video verification was giving you issues?
Yeah, they kicked it
okay.
back.
It's okay, Mijo. We're going to help you out with it. So what I'm going to do, too, once we get everything done, I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to have you open it, too, while we're on the phone. So this email is going to require you to send us pictures, and they're not pictures that are going to be posted online. They're pictures that are required for your verification, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll tell you, like, send us a picture of your work truck, right, the tow truck. Send us a picture of your tools that you use. Or your work equipment, okay? Send us a picture. I don't know if you have any license or insurance. Send us a photo of that. We're going to give you a list of items that we need pictures of because this is going to help us with the verification for you with Google. It's what Google requires. And listen, some of those items you might not even have, so don't worry about it. You just send us what you can. And if
mm-hmm.
we're having issues, like you know how you've been having issues with your video verification, trust me, we've been able to actually get a representative from Google on the phone, okay,
mm-hmm.
with you to get it verified. So we help you with all of this.
Okay.
We've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done it many times. I'm glad that you mentioned that you were having that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I see the Google Business Profile. I'm looking at it now, but I see what you're saying about the verification.
Yeah,
now, we're also going to help you with reviews, too, you know?
Yeah, everybody can see, I can see my profile and everything, but it tells me here and there, there's a number that calls me and goes, oh, stay on the line. We'll help you verify your Google account. And then I'll stay on the line, and then they'll just hang up on me. So I feel like it was like...
Be careful. That's a scam. That's a scam. Yeah. That's a scam. Yeah. Be careful with those. Yeah. Be very careful. Okay?
Yes.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, that's a total scam. If they hung up on you and they tell you, hold on, yeah, don't ever give your information out like that to nobody. So because we're going to be the ones managing and handling it for you, when you get calls like those, just disregard it. Unless if we tell you, hey, Gonzalo, we have Google on the phone right now, a Google representative that we're going to patch on the line with you and us while we're on the phone. We'll let you know that. You know what I mean? So if you get calls like those, disregard them. Yeah, that's a total scam, especially if they hung up on you.
All right.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
For now, that's about it. Maybe if I have any more questions, like, can I text that number that you're calling me from if I have any questions or me
and
or my
wife? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially from here to your client interview, you can always reach out to me. Once the team takes over from the client interview, we're going to have an actual team dedicated to your account. We do everything within our company. We're here to help you with it all, okay?
Okay.
And then, so you said the expiration date, I'm sorry.
0729.
07/29, and then what's the CVV code on the back?
244.
Okay, what I'm going to be doing right now is I'm just going to be updating the package. I'll be processing the payment. Now, in a couple minutes, we're going to send you the receipt both to your email and in a text message, and you and I will go over that too. How does your schedule look, okay, for tomorrow? Or not tomorrow, excuse me, tomorrow's Saturday. How does your schedule look for Monday? Are you pretty open? Do you prefer like an appointment in the morning, midday, or like around 6 to 7? Like, what's your preference? This is going to be, maybe I should explain what it's for. So this is going to be with your client interview, okay? It's going to be with one of my technicians, and I'll be calling you to introduce you to them because I like doing that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to block out an hour, okay? The client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer. It's basically they're going to re-verify, like, all the notes that you and I went over, like asking you, okay, Nadine has this as your phone number. I see that this is your Google Business Profile page. She has these services listed. So they're re-verifying everything that I noted because they're not just going to take my word for it, right? Now, they're going to also go over more with you about your Facebook ads, the website, where to send us pictures. So the appointment, Gonzalo, can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. But I want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you.
Okay, and you guys are closed tomorrow, right?
Yes, we're always closed Saturday and Sunday. Monday through Friday is when we're open. So I could tell you this. If I'm looking at the calendar right now, let me go to Monday. Monday's the 28th, and I have appointments as early as 10 o'clock in the morning your time and as late as 6 o'clock your time. So whatever time I'm giving you, it's going to be in your time zone. And I have times in between all of that.
And you said you have a 6 o'clock?
I do. I have a 6 to 7 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
You want that time? Okay. I think that would be good because I know you're pretty busy throughout the day. So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. It's just letting you know that your appointment, we're going to be calling you between 6 and 7 o'clock on Monday. Now, we're going to call you from an 877 number, Gonzalo. Just make sure you answer all the calls within that hour. I know, you know, the weekend's going to go by. You might forget. So I'm also going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know that it would be coming up in the next hour. But I'm going to tell you something. If when I call you, you're in the middle of a job, right? Let's say you need a few more minutes. Just pick up the phone and just say, Nadine, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm sending you the email on that. And then under your towing services, I know you mentioned a lot. Do you do lockouts?
I do everything. That, jumpstart, lockout.
Jumpstart.
Size, inch, toes, long, short, distance, whatever.
Long distance toes, short distance toes. Okay, I'm just thinking of off the top
jump
of my
start.
Head all these.
Yes.
What a
jump
start.
Jump, yeah, jump start.
Junk car removal.
Yeah.
Do you make good money on that?
Lately, the market for junk cars went down, so I haven't seen any. I haven't got any calls for junk car removal. So lately, I just have a contract and. Close by my city that I just take care of.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just kind of want more, like, more cash flow, you know?
Like, yeah, for sure.
Because right now, like, how can I say, like, I could be at home right now and just have fun with the family and just have
yeah.
a driver. Being able to be working right now and bring
yeah.
more money.
Of course. No, totally understandable, especially if you have a growing family, right?
Yeah.
You got to keep it going for sure. Okay. Now, quick question. So did you at one time, you know, that there's a hook with an N and it has the little like rayita and it says book towing?
Yeah, they're out of Providence.
Okay, that's definitely not you, right? Because I want to make sure.
No, I can actually send you my actual hook and book.
I see your hook and book. It's got the black, like, flatbed tow truck with the green van on it, right?
Yeah.
One of the pictures. Yes.
Yeah, I
see it. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Let me just copy that there. Okay. And then you have your own logo, right?
Yeah, that's my own logo, yep.
Okay, good. And then any license or insurance that you carry for the business? It's not a requirement.
The truck insurance.
Okay.
The general and automotive liability.
Yeah, general liability. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
I don't think you need it for your industry, the licensing.
Yeah, I have an LLC as well.
Oh, let me put that you have an LLC. That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you. Do you do commercial towing? Commercial
yeah,
vehicles?
Okay. Whatever.
Okay. That's what I need to know. I'm going to do commercial vehicle towing. I used
yeah,
to work for a trucking company years ago. And there was a certain towing company out here in California that we had to use because specifically, like, with the diesel trucks, you know what I mean? Like, I guess they have to be really, because those suckers are heavy, right? Especially when they got stuff on it. But I think they would, like, detach the bed from the truck and then just take that part, you know?
Yeah, that's a semi-truck, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, semi-truck. What did I say, diesel? Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
My wife's confused.
Right? My husband, he'll tell me to grab a certain tool for him, and I'm like, I give him the other one. I'm all, just say the one with the cross. He's all, you don't understand what Phillips means. I'm all, just tell me the one with the cross on it. He's like, oh, my God. And then, okay, so the Facebook ads, that'll let us reach up to 50 miles. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. And then what is your preference when we're calling, when we need to communicate with you? Do you prefer we call, text, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone call and a text. Just,
okay.
It all depends on if you guys are going to keep calling me from a different number. It would be great if it was possible to call me from one exact number so I can actually.
Yeah, we'll be calling you from the 877. Definitely they'll be calling you from the 877. Yeah.
Yeah, just so I can be able to save because sometimes these 877 numbers come up all the time and most of the time
mm-hmm.
it's just unnecessary stuff.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we'll always call you first, but if you don't answer, we'll leave you a text. Like, we'll send you a text message like, hey, we tried to reach out or what have you. And then you don't want the tracking number, right? A tracking number would actually be like a local phone number that we would link it to your phone, and that would be the phone number that they would see instead of your physical phone number. But it comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and you can track your messages, your phone calls. You can block spam calls. It's a preference for you. You don't have to do it, but if you ever wanted it later, just know it's not an additional cost. We can add it if you need it at any time.
So that, with that, you're talking about, like, if my business phone dies right now, it'll transfer those calls to my personal phone? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Let me explain. So, you know, some businesses, it's their phone number is like their personal phone number, their business phone number. And sometimes when their number's out there like that, you know, they're like, I really don't want my personal number out there, even though it is my business number too, right? So some of them like to have a tracking number that'll be a local number from their area, right? Mm-hmm. And the tracking number is actually, like, if I call the tracking number, it'll ring to your phone. So I'm not calling your actual physical phone number. I'm calling the tracking number that's linked to your phone. And I'll tell you this, you always have your phone on you, right? And it seems like everybody knows you by your phone number too, I would assume. So maybe I think we should leave it as your phone number. Okay.
Yeah, so then they
just
be
because,
able-
yeah, that's, I don't know. That's what I think. I say keep it as your phone number. If at any time though, you do want to change it and have us put the tracking number on it, just know, Gonzalo, it doesn't cost you anything. We could always add it. Okay. But we're going to keep it with your phone number. Okay.
Yeah.
And hours of operation. Do you want me to say 24/7? Oh, my gosh, I don't want your wife to get mad.
She's listening to you, but it's going to be 24/7.
I'm sorry, Precious. Tell him he's got to buy you more Louis.
That means you got to let me work for Louis.
Oh, no. You got to take some time, though, with the family. That I'm going to say. Now, under your payments, what do you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
So when it comes to these cash calls, it's either paid with a physical debit card. There is a 6% transaction fee.
Okay.
I do prefer cash or Zelle. I do not
or Zelle. Venmo. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, I do Cash App too, but there is an additional $5 on that.
Do you want me to add that on there? And you can use that at your discretion.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll put Cash App and then debit or credit. And this way, you know, hey, they got the option. If they want, then I have to add the processing fee. I used to do that when I had a catering company years ago. My husband and I had a catering company as like a side hustle, and I used to tell them, you can either pay cash, here's a quote, but if you want to pay with a card, this is how much it's going to be. I got to add taxes and a processing fee. Half the time, they're like, I'll pay cash. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, cool.
I'd rather have it all, so then there's actually no excuse of why can't you pay, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Now, last things to go over, and then we'll be all done, and then Precious, he's all yours. So I need you to find, there's two text messages or emails because I sent it to both. There's one that says action photos needed to get verified, and then there's one that'll say initial invoice, whichever one you find first.
Can you repeat that? I'm gonna have my girlfriend do that right now.
Of course. Okay. So there's one that'll say action photos needed.
You sent it through text message or?
Through text. I did send it through text, and I also sent it via email. I know you've probably gotten a lot of them from us because we send you a series of them. If you want, I can resend it so that way you see it right away, Precious.
Yeah, I found it.
Okay, perfect. I love your name, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad I'm finally talking to you now on the phone. She's like, give me the phone so we can get over this. Is he taking you out to a nice steak dinner?
He will this weekend.
That's right. That's right. Sorry, Gonzalo. Putting you on the spot. Okay. So what I need you to do, Mija, so on the one that says Google verification action photos needed, right? So this one is what I was explaining to you, Gonzalo, and hopefully he can still hear me, but at least you're on the phone too. So this is just a list of pictures that we need to get them verified, okay? None of those photos are going to be posted on Google. It's just for our back office, so if Google's asking for them, we got them already, okay? Send us what you can, either via email or upload them on where it says client dashboard. He'll log in with his username and password, okay? And just upload them there. Whatever ones he has, send them. If he doesn't have, like, for example, business license, you don't have it. Don't worry about it. But if you got the paperwork on the LLC, send the photo of that, okay?
Okay.
Now, there's another one that I need you to find, Precious, and it'll say, welcome, Gonzalo. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Says, welcome to Local Splash. We are passionate about putting your business on the first page.
There should be another one either after or before that one.
It says your invoice is located below this
that
email.
One. Yes, okay. Ma'am. Okay. So, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to take you guys to this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. What you're going to do, I want you to look towards the middle, kind of almost to the bottom. Make sure it says mobile phone with his phone number in there.
Oh, yep.
Okay. Now, there's these two little boxes. You guys are going to click in the little box. The first one says, I agree to receive text messages, SMS messages, and that means messages from us. So he's agreeing to get text messages from us. The other one states that he's certifying that he's the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that his information is accurate and correct. So he'll click on that because he's basically saying, it's my name on the card that I gave for the payment. And then at the bottom, what he's going to do is just type in his name exactly as it reads there. Just Gonzalo da Silva. No, like, accent marks, no little wiggly things because the system is, like, super, I say in Spanish, delicado, like it doesn't recognize any symbols.
Okay, what if his name is spelled wrong?
Is it spelled wrong? Let me correct it. How do I have it spelled?
G-O-N-Z-A-L-O-S-T.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Good thing you told me. You're like, wait a minute. Okay, so it's Gon, G-O-N, Gal. Spell it again, Mija.
Oh, G-O-N-C-A-L-O.
Goncalo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Goncalo, this whole time I've been calling you Gonzalo and you didn't even correct me. Oh my gosh.
A lot of people already butcher his name, so it's like, is it someone?
And you know what? And something told me too, I'm not even gonna lie, something told me, you know what? Go ahead and go out of that, Mija, and then go all the way back to the text message and then go back in it in a second. I'm updating it. Oh, my gosh, this whole time, and something told me because his last name, Da Silva, I should have known. Ay, ay, ay.
So the way we pronounce it is Gonzalo.
In English.
But a lot of people say Goncalo.
Oh, okay, so it is Gonzalo, but you spell it with a C.
Yeah.
Not like, see, I'm trying to spell it the Spanish way, like with a Z. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this crazy lady over here. Not you, Mija, me. It's what happens when you've been when you're a grandma of 15. Too many kids and names to remember.
I know. It's a lot.
Do you guys have kids?
Just one.
Aww.
Yeah, he's going to spell it wrong, too, and I I kind of regret the way I spelled it.
Oh, my gosh. So, Gonzalo. Okay. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, now you go back to click on where it says click here. Go through the steps. Make sure I have the name right. Ay, ay, ay. You're like, you said this was going to be quick. We're almost done, I promise.
Picture.
You want me to resend it to you so you see it right away?
Yeah, because I'm not seeing
okay. Give it a second. I double checked it too to make sure. So, Gonzalo. Okay. And I bet you probably get a lot of people confusing you, right? Trying to say Gonzalo like me. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Or spell it that way.
Their name is it's Gonzalo and Gonzalez. So they always call him Gonzalez, and it's a lot to mix up.
Aw, but they're unique names. Very
yeah,
unique.
It runs with a G, so everybody's G, G, G.
Aw. I know I have a cousin, and all her kids start with the letter B. All with the letter B. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's
crazy how people do that.
Brian, Brianna, Bridget, Brittany. I'm like, ay, ay, ay. All my girls, their names are completely different. What was that?
I have five sisters. All of them are with a K, like Katie, Kaylee, but I'm the only oddball. So
aw,
like...
you're the unique one?
Yeah, I'm like, why'd you do that?
Aw. Okay. Well, there's probably a story behind it.
Okay.
They probably looked at you and said, mira que preciosa. Well, I would
yeah,
say it in Spanish,
I'm
right?
Born, so, yeah.
Oh, well, that's why.
Okay, I'm in right now. I just clicked on.
Okay.
I receive SMS. I certify that I'm authorized holder, and then I'm going to put his name.
Uh-huh. And then you'll click confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
And then it should take you to a page that will say username and password.
It says, oops, we did not find the page you're looking for. Go back.
Let me take a look. Oh, I know why. I think, hold on. Oh, okay. Here's what I need you to do. Go back, click on the back button.
Okay.
And what do you see right now? Is it asking you to put a username and password?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to give you his username. It's in a text message, but I want you to log in on it because I want to make sure you get in.
Okay.
You're going to put his phone number as his username. No dashes, just all numbers, right?
Okay. All set.
Okay. Now, and not a one before the area code, just 508, the full number. Then for his password, it's going to be web, W, like William, E, B as in boy, all lowercase too, Precious, all little letters.
Okay.
Media, web media, one word. W like William, E like Edward, B like boy, M like Mike, E like Edward, D like Da Silva, I like ice cream, A like apple.
Okay.
And then it should say... We're working on, you'll see some of this profile there, and it'll say that they're working on it. Did it let you in?
Yep.
Perfect. Yay. Okay. So that's the last part. So just remember, Gonzalo, I'm going to call you Sa, Gonzalo, not Za. Okay. So, Gonzalo, I'm going to call you on Monday. And I'll send you the reminder an hour before. It'll be between 6 and 7 when I call you, okay, to introduce you to the technician. And, Precious, I have you on the account. Like, if you guys ever got to make changes and you need a call for him, you're on the account to make changes, okay? You're authorized. All righty? I want to be the first to welcome you both to our local Splash family. I'm so excited for you guys. And I hope you have a very blessed and restful weekend, okay?
All right. right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless you both. I'll talk to you on Monday. Okay.
Right.
You're welcome. Bye.